My olfactory time machine is the incense Catholic priests burn at the altar on special holidays. Whenever that sticky, sweet scent hits my nostrils, I'm transported back to the Christmas Eve masses of my childhood.
She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
I immediately remember the drama of the Christmas story read from the pulpit.
Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields.
The glow of candles lighting the church and the giddy anticipation of opening presents the next morning.
As we make these in all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
So why does that smell of incense mean Christmas to me so much more than hearing a Christmas carol or the sensation of tearing open a wrapped gift? I went to the Center of All Things Sensory in Philadelphia for an answer.
I'm Pamela Dalton from the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia.
Before diving into the memory thing, Dalton gives me a primer on what happens when we smell.
So let's say you're smelling incense. These molecules that are coming from the incense are sniffed into your nose so that it makes contact with our olfactory receptors, which are located very high up in the nasal cavity, sort of right behind the bridge of your nose.
The scent molecules bind to those olfactory receptors in a specific pattern.
Once that pattern is formed, that signal is sent to the brain where it's processed first by what we call the primary olfactory cortex.
This is the first way that smell differs from other senses.
Because all other sensory systems are routed through a structure in the brain called the thalamus, which is sort of like a gatekeeper.
But smell, that bypasses this gatekeeper.
And goes directly to the primary olfactory cortex. And that may be why we experience odors in a different way than we do other kinds of sensory stimuli.
Dalton calls the thalamus the consciousness detector. Because scent isn't routed through the thalamus, smells can enter our brains and attach to memories without us consciously registering or processing them, even when we're asleep. A second reason odors seem to be so tightly associated with emotional memories is due to how the brain is structured.
This olfactory area that processes the information is very close proximity to a part of the brain that processes emotional information and in particular emotional memories, the limbic system and the hippocampus and the amygdala.
These structures are all clustered at the center of the brain and they developed together in our evolutionary ancestors. Smell is the first sense our predecessors had, and Dalton says it was designed to immediately send an emotional signal. Good or bad, approach or retreat, eat or avoid. So neurology and evolution both play a role in this memory-triggering phenomenon. A third factor lies outside the brain, and it has to do with language.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Back at church on Christmas Eve, I can identify the particular shade of the altar cover as white or cream-colored or beige, but since I don't make perfume or taste wine for a living, I lack the same vocabulary for the incense the priest is burning. It's maybe sweet, slightly musky, holy-smelling. We can't label, intellectualize, and analyze odors as much as sights or sounds, so Dalton argues what we're left with is emotion.
I think somehow being able to describe something very specifically may remove some of the aura of emotion from it.
I don't know what kind of incense the priest uses, so instead of filing that scent away under myrrh or frankincense in my brain, it's just Christmas.
So when we smell an odor, rather than labeling it as the odor of something, very often it just becomes associated to the context that we're in at the time.
Retailers are capitalizing on that contextual connection to draw people into their stores this time of year. Scent Air is a company that designs signature scents for businesses in more than 100 countries. This time of year, Scent Air CEO Andy Kindfuller says many of his retail clients switch to holiday aromas.
So as an example, let me take one of the very popular holiday scents that we use called Holiday Spice.
That scent aims to create new memories of shopping to draw people back to brick-and-mortar stores in an age of online retail. And it taps into happy holiday memories of the past.
it brings back to the consumer memories that they have, maybe from their childhood, where they were around pine needles or were eating oranges and berries at the holiday time. And those memories come back to them and again makes them feel better about that retailer.
Kind Fuller says one major clothing retailer started using a woodsy pine scent in early November to remind people to start their Christmas shopping. Scent memories are fragile things, though. Overexposure can reduce the emotional punch. That's why Lou McCall, who sells spruces and firs at Philadelphia's Christmas Village, doesn't think Christmas anymore when he smells evergreens.
I have absolutely been desensitized. I don't even know what a Christmas tree smells like anymore. So I lift so many of these and been doing it for a couple years, and if anything, whatever the tree smell may be reminds, it just smells like work.
For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.